Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would love to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or a previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. R. Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
Tuesday people. right? And they have children. They are Wednesday people. Wednesday people are like those people who have placed themselves to reach a milestone or a rest. They call Wednesday their hump day.
All right.
It's the middle of the week with just a few days to go. Thursday people are survivors. They manage to get through most of the week without incident. And they try to do what they can to finish out the week. Friday people wake up all excited,
all right,
saying thank God. Thank God it's Friday. For many, Friday marks the end of the week.
Yeah.
When they can finally start to live their own lives.
That's right.
Instead of daily existences dictated by someone else.
Well,
Saturday, people. Saturday is a day of recreation. Some take the day for shopping. Some take the day for entertaining and family fellowships. Others see Saturday as a party day. They embody the spirit of what the OJs call living for the weekend. Oh, sounds like I got some witnesses in here. Amen. Even though they've been saved. Some of y'all still enjoying them frozen spirits. God is good. And it never is a lie. Then there are Sunday people. We find here that these are people who relish a day of faith, worship, and family.
All right.
All right now.
Sunday is the first day of their week, not the last.
All right.
And for many of them, Sunday morning people, Sunday is the most fulfilling and satisfying day of the week.
Yes.
It has been said that there is a noticeable difference between Sunday people and all of the rest. Sunday people, they seem to handle all of the other days differently because there is something different about Sunday people.
All right.
All right. Right now.
Generally, Sunday people are God's people.
All right.
And what they do on Sunday, it just have a tendency to bubble over to all of the other days of the week.
All right.
And each day becomes a great day. They resolve in the words of the Psalm 118 and 24. That says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody want to thank God for the day? today. Because I woke up this morning. I thank God for today. Because he gave me my portion of health and strength. Activity of my limb. Mostly in my right mind. I wish I had a witness yet. But I don't know about you, but I just can't help but say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Children, I believe as Christians, we ought to be excited about the prospect of living our Sunday life every day of the week. Because when Sunday comes, we celebrate the resurrected Christ.
All right.
Yeah.
And the renewal of his blessings and promises for our lives. The text focuses on the women who came to visit the tomb of Jesus early that Sunday morning, the first day of the week. The crucifixion and resurrection of Christ are two important events in the lives of every Christian. Their entire faith is built upon the foundation of these truths. These truths that Jesus came, Jesus bled and died.
All right.
Went down in a dusty grave, but got up early Sunday morning. The crucifixion of Christ was the sacrifice that allowed each believer to have the forgiveness of sins and the hope of new life. The resurrection marked Christ's triumph over the grave.
Yes.
And the hope of all believers and the promises of Almighty God.
Oh, yeah.
Many evangelical denominations celebrate the resurrection of Christ every Sunday. And they place special emphasis on the resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. We find here that this text marks the only place in Scripture where the day of the week of the resurrection is clearly spelled out. Luke makes sure that all readers know that it was Sunday upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning. Jesus arose before dawn, before the sun arose on that Sunday morning. Children, I think it's important for Christians to know Sunday. Because it was on Sunday morning that Jesus arose from the grave. He had been in the grave for 3 days. 3 days, just like he said he would. His resurrection from the dead was a triumph of conquest over death. He was in the grave on the Sabbath, unable to observe the laws governing the great season of the Passover in the Sabbath. He was dead, my brothers and sisters. Therefore, the law in its observances had no authority over him. When a man believes in Jesus, God identifies him with Christ, in particular with the death of Christ. God counts the man as having died with Christ.
All right.